Chit hun, no, eh. Chit hun, that's a bear.
Chit, how do you say it?
Chit hun.
Chit hun.
Chit hun, that's a bear.
Chit hun.
Oh, I wish I can. That's how you know that place Bear River, you know, because that's where, you know, it started. Oh, we're eating chitwin. Sahwai means wa'awa. That's a cougar. That cougar, you know, that starred over there too, you know. Cougar. And bear. He got three brother and him and one sister, like my little girl, you know, five of them. And Kuga, he's a hunter. And every morning, just daylight, he go out hunt. He tell his sister, don't you go at the side the point. He make the place, you know, dig the water of, you know, where she can get her bath, her sister, you know. Every morning. Tell her sister, every morning you get up in the morning, you go get your bath there. Then him and his whole brother go hunting, the hunter. And that girl, she get up, then she went, get her bath, and go home and make fire. Keep her fire all the time. Cause her brother tell her they're not to put the fire out. Keep the fire all the time. Watch the fire. Cause they got lots of wood. They always had lots of wood. Pack lots of wood. Dry limb and green limb. Wood, soul, fire, going all the time. Now, evening, here Kuga come. One got deer, and one got something to kill him. And they cook. Then they have a good time. The sister home. Be glad to see the sister. Now, next morning, just the same again. Awake his sister, you get up now and go get your bath. But don't you make your mind to go at the side of the point. Don't you go over there. You stay where I make big the what you call ground for you to have a bath. You stay right there all the time. Get your bath and come home and watch the fire. Keep your fire going all the time. Don't you go all over, stay home. Watch the fire. And really the girl, she went to get her bath and come home, watch the fire, and take care all the meat, what they got, you know, what they kill, dry it, smoke it. Evening come, yeah, his brother all come home. One of them got something there, meat, and they cook, and they had a good time. They eat, and they awful glad to see the sister. Nine good. Oh, next morning, now two. Oh, next next morning, just the same again. They get up early and could go out and wake the sister. Now get up now and go get your bath. And you come straight home and watch the fire. Keep your fire going all the time. And the girl, she get up, then she went. Then they all went out hunting. Now the three, she got her bath, and she come home early. She watched the fire, keep the fire going, all the meat, what she's drying and smoked. Keep fire go all the time. Here they come, evening. Somebody got something. They kill something. Deer, elk, something. And they have a cook, have a good time, eat. Oh, they glad. You see the sister? She mind good. Now that's a three. And next morning, they get up again, and you fix his arrow, fix his bow, cougar, awake all the brother, get up your books, fix your arrow, go in your bow, get ready, we go out. And he went and wake his sister, get up and now, wake up and now. Go get your bath and come straight home. Don't you make your mind to go other side point. You come straight home after you get your bath. And cause the girl she went, now this is before. She went, then she put her feet in the water. Then she thinking, I wonder how my brother don't want me to go other side the point. I better go and look. How he don't want me to go over there? Must be something over there. Then he's like something tell her now, you better not go. Then she went and get her bath. But she make her mind. She had to go and look. But now she thought, well, I'll go and see tomorrow. Before I get my bath, I have to go and see. I come back, then I go and get my bath over here. She went home. She's feeling pretty strong now. She wants to see what the other side the point. Her brother tell him to not to go over there. She got home, then she make her to get her fire, everything. Yeah, his brother come home. And same time cougar, he know. And cause they make the something to eat, then they eat, they after they got done eating, and they fix the meat, and smoke it, put it away. Then he was sitting down, thinking, I wonder, now she's making her mind pretty strong to go see what I don't want her to go at the side of the point. She might make her mind tomorrow, and but she'll go over there. Oh, I better try to talk good to her, but not to go. And cause they all went to bed. And this the oldest one, cougar, he couldn't sleep good. He kind of worried about his sister. Oh, now this morning. But she's go, if she go out, maybe she never come back anymore. Because she making her mind now to go where I don't want her to go. and her just the same. She could sleep good. She could rest good. Her mind now was strong. She went see what, how her brother don't want her to go over there to see that other side the point. And she make her mind, I'll try, I'll go. I'll just look over there and come back. And I get my bath, then I'll come home. And could go get up in the morning, be kind. Didn't feel good. Anyway, because brother all get up and all you folks will have to go out. Now that's four. And wake her sister. As she woke up, she get up, get ready, she went. Then she thought, oh, I better not get my bath here. I better go and look. How my brother don't want me to go over there? I just go over there and come right back. And she look around. Oh yes, a trail. Trail over here. Look like people going. This track. And she look good. Yes, that's a people. Oh, must be somebody over there. I better go. Then she walk, she went. She got over there and she looked down the stream. Oh, how good that water. Clear. She can see the bottom of that creek. How good the water. And she thought, oh, this is better water and I will get my bath. I better get my bath over here for a little while. Then I go back, then I'll get my bath over there to my, where I get my bath, and I'll go home. She make her mind. Then she goes, she took her blanket, then she went in the water, then she sit down in the water. All right, the ones, something she hear, she said, like somebody awful tired. She look sure here Mr. Bear sitting down on her blanket. But that water awful cold. Then she thought, oh, that's a bear. Then she thought, I wonder my brother don't want me to come over here. Now I'm here. Now I'm stuck. What I'll do. I wonder what I'll tell him to let me have my blanket so I can go home. I can't stand it no more. I'm getting cold. Then she said, please, brother, let me have my blanket. And that old fella, he said, no, you call me your husband. You call me your husband, then I'll let you have your blanket. And that girl, she thought she wouldn't do that. She wouldn't say that. On her mind. Then she's getting cold and she's getting awful cold and she said, oh, uncle, let me have my blanket. I'm getting cold. And old man, he said, no, you call me your husband, then I'll let you have your blanket. And she thought, no, I wouldn't say that. Now, I'm going to tell him my husband. Then she's getting cold, then she starts crying. Oh, call him uncle, call him grandpa. No, nothing doing. Mr. Bear, he said, you call me your husband, me, then I'll let you have your blanket. Don't you get scared. I wouldn't bother you. But you call me your husband, then you'll get your blanket. But long as you wouldn't call me your husband, well, you wouldn't get your blanket. Please. Daddy, Father, let me have my blanket. No, Mr. Bear, he said, no. You call me your husband, then I'll let you have your blanket. We'll get your blanket if you call me. It's easy to say, give me my blanket to my husband. Then I'll let you have your blanket. Then you'll be all right. Oh, she thought I wouldn't do that. There she starts getting awful cold and her teeth just rattling, all over just shaking and getting cold. Then, oh, please, she said, give me my blanket. She started crying. And there he said, you call me your husband, we'll get you blanket. No, she wouldn't say that. The third time, she just asked for her blanket. Please give me my blanket. Call him daddy, call him uncle, call him brother, everything. No, Mr. Bear, he said, you call me your husband, then I'll let you have your blanket. And pretty soon, and she thought, well, I'm here now. That's how my brother, that's how I wonder. My brother tell me to not come over here. Now I'm here. But he ever tell me, sure I wouldn't come if I know. But he just tell me to not come over that point over there. But now I'm here. And he said, oh, please, give me my blanket, my husband. Because now I'm cold. I can't stand it no more. All right, he said. Then she went and put her blanket, you know, and old bear put her on his back, you know, and pack her. And oh, to that old bear, his blanket awful warm, you know, put wrap her up, that blind old bear's blanket, warm. Then took her, then we went in the trail. Oh, she said, now I'm gone. I wonder what he'll do with me. Maybe pretty soon he'll chew me up. And what he going to do with me? Maybe he kill me. And pretty soon, old boy, he said, no. No, don't you think like that. I took you home. Me and you will be together. You'll be my wife, you. You'll be my wife, you. You'll stay with me. I'll go out. I'll get all kind of grub for you. You wouldn't have a hard time at all. I'll take you home if you stay with me. If you make your mind to stay with me, I'll take care of you good. Then she thought, oh, maybe if he do that, maybe I'll make my mind to do that. She can't think nothing because Mr. Bear already he know what she's thinking about. And he went, and he went. 5 feet past the, what do you call it now in English? Polly. Polly hurried the pass. Then he got to his house. The girl, she seen the house moving. Then she thought, oh, maybe he'll take me by. And she's getting hungry. She's getting hungry. Very late now.